Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So I get home last night and I turn on a TV and it just happened to have the Yankee game was on. And I saw this home run by Aaron Judge. It almost went out of the stadium.
469 feet.
It's got to be farther than that. I don't know how they measure those things. That thing was rising and then hit their Hall of Fame sign.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe my eyes. I know that they were saying that this is like his either sixth or seventh longest home run.
I thought it was seventh that they said.
Okay.
Yeah.
He almost hit it out of the building.
Yeah, I mean, and just they turned it on it inside, bat speed, insane. 117 miles an hour is the exit velo. I mean, it's insanity. It's
now,
absolute insanity.
Now we talk about, you know, not having, New York never seems to have the guy. Like, the guy is, you know, right now, Shea Gilgeous Alexander, it's Connor McDavid, it's, you know, maybe Sam Bennett. New York never seems to have the guy in some of these other sports. There could be some of these guys here in the NFL. Malik Nabers could be that guy. Maybe Garrett Wilson is close to being that guy. Sauce Gardner was that guy. But this guy is, like, if you are an away team or the team or the home team where the Yankees are the away team coming in and he hits a ball like that, are you happy to have been there to see that? Or are you upset that your pitcher just laid one in there and he just absolutely demolishes it?
Well, I'll tell you from my experience, because I felt like I went through something similar back in the day when I would go and watch the Cardinals with McGuire at Shea or the Giants with Bonds at Shea. And I would be pissed off that they would hit home runs, but I would also say to myself, wow, that was kind of cool to see. So, yeah, I mean, I think the overriding emotion is that you're mad because you're so into your team winning, but you're also saying to yourself, I'm watching history at the same time.
I mean, it's insane. He and Ohtani, of course, but with what he's doing, and Ohtani's not pitching this year, and he's not going to pitch before the All-Star game, it looks like. Watching Aaron Judge just get up to bat every single time, it's almost like can't miss television now. It was like the home run chase where they would break into the games.
Yeah.
And you would be able to watch down in your lower left-hand corner Mark McGwire or Barry Bonds or Sammy Sosa, you know, hitting home runs.
Yeah, you know, I wonder if it's appreciated enough, though, because of what happened back then. Because
I think it is. I think for this guy.
Well, is it, though? I mean, we do. Because we sit here and we're New York sports guys and we're watching and you're watching this happen. But
and we're not Yankee fans, dude.
Right. So, I mean, but is where baseball is right now in this country, the way we went through all the craziness with the home runs during the steroid era and then find out that those guys were cheating and the fact that, you know, Aaron Judge in the postseason disappears, all of those things make me feel like this doesn't get appreciated enough by other baseball fans or other sports fans around the country. Does anybody pay attention to this outside of here?
I do. I really do. I think he, like, for when they're on the road, fans buy tickets to see him. You know, like we talk about, we make fun, needle mover this, needle mover that. This is the guy is the ultimate needle mover. And just the way he goes about himself. Is there anybody in baseball that hates Aaron Judge? And when I say hate, I mean, like, you know, could there be a fan that doesn't like him because he wears the pinstripes? Yeah, I guess so.
Of course, yeah.
But by the way, you know, the Yankees didn't buy this guy off of somebody else's roster.
Right.
You know, that's always been the thing. Like, they'd always spend the most money. They'd always go get the free agent every year. And I can understand why they were the evil empire. I can understand why other franchises and their fans would despise them. It's the argument that's been around here forever since George Steinbrenner took over the team. Now this is not the case. This is homegrown talent. This is a guy that has lived up to every expectation they had for him when they drafted him. And now I would say has even exceeded it to the point where, you know, this home run last night, like we're watching greatness and brilliance all at once. And he's right in the middle of his prime. He should be able to do this as long as he stays healthy, unlike last year, for at least 4 or 5 more years to go.
Yeah. I mean, and Hal Steinbrenner and the Yankees contingent were like 2 days away from losing him in free agency.
Which would have been.
Which is amazing to think about. And Hal Steinbrenner, you know, Hal gets a lot of crap for maybe not going over the luxury tax and not being his father and all of this stuff. He made that phone call and sealed that deal because, you know, you hear Aaron Judge talk about it, you hear the reporting around it. I mean, he was seriously considering going somewhere else. And Hal Steinbrenner said, do you want to be a Yankee? What do we need to do? And then he said, you know, give me that next year, whatever it was. And he said, all right, you got it. And if that's it, that's it. And they made the deal happen. Imagine if he was doing this for somebody else.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, he did this and he got, what, $360 million. To this day, this is like 2 years ago, why somebody did not offer him $500 million. That if there was a guy that would be worth that kind of money.
I think age. I know it sounds crazy, but it is. It's not, you know, he's not hitting it at 25, 26. He hit it at 30. That's why. That's really the only reason why. I mean, and Juan Soto doesn't deserve the money like Aaron Judge deserves the money. That's clear. But the answer, whether you agree with it or not, is when they hit free
agency. Well, the one thing about Juan Soto is he's starting to wake up and has now for the last couple weeks.
And he was great last night. Big reason why they came back and won.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.